With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Many Floridians blaming a fatal freeway crash on an illegal driver led into the country during the Biden administration. Here's Bob Agnew.
Former Florida State House Speaker Paul Renner says it all goes back to President Biden allowing millions of illegals to cross the border.
It will take many, many months and even years to get rid of.
And now President Trump is working with governors like Ron DeSantis to make good progress in deporting illegals.
But it unfortunately was too late in this instance, and we lost three Floridians in the process.
Renner was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Well, the border wall between the United States and Mexico getting a new paint job. Ben Thomas explains what's going on.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the entire southern border wall is being painted black. She credits President Trump with the idea. Noem says the paint job will further deter illegal immigration because the black paint will make the wall hotter and therefore harder to climb. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Mike Banks adds the paint will also deter rust. Noem made the announcement during a visit to a portion of the wall in New Mexico where she picked up a roller brush to help with the painting. Building the wall was a key focus of Trump's first term, and Homeland Security is receiving $46 billion to complete it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Authorities have arrested 18 people during protest at Microsoft headquarters. Protest led by workers call for Microsoft to cut all business ties with Israel. Google unveiling a new lineup of Pixel smartphones injected with another dose of artificial intelligence. It is designed to do everything from fetching vital information stored on the devices to helping improve photos as they're being taken. This is SRN News. Well, Costco is staying out of the abortion business.
The popular big box store says it has decided not to sell abortifacient drugs in this country after months of entreaties by pro-life advocates. Walgreens and CVS are selling the pills after the Biden administration made it easier for them to do so. Alliance Defending Freedom says it's a good business decision, adding that the drugs are, quote, legally and politically fraught, raising significant reputational issues and driving away customers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jewish organizations urging America's colleges and universities to tackle anti-Semitism as students are beginning to return now for the fall semester. The Anti-Defamation League, the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, and the Jewish Federations of North America have been offering tips for how schools can make the campus more welcoming for Jewish students. This is SRN News. Well, the leaders of Belarus and Iran have signed new agreements to boost bilateral ties in some key areas, including defense.
President Alexander Lukashenko and Masoud Pezeshkian signed a package of documents in Belarus' capital, Minsk. Both governments are allies of Russia, and they are also currently placed under heavy sanctions, limiting potential trading partners. Pezeshkian says Iran will help Belarus to neutralize such measures, citing Tehran's decades of experience circumventing Western economic restrictions. Lukashenko says Belarus are ready to cooperate with Iran on all issues from food to military and technical cooperation. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Senior member of Islamic State group captured in Syria by a U.S.-led coalition. That's the word from a Syrian state media. It is not immediately clear if the man taken is the Islamic State supreme leader. More details at srnnews.com.